Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Excuse me, I'm here for Miss Bezorgma. Could you please open the door for me?
Why don't you ring her doorbell?
I did. She won't open the door.
Well, she's probably not home then.
No, I was supposed to pick her up today so we could go somewhere, but she won't even answer her phone. Could you please open the front door for me so I can come up and knock on her door? Her phone might be damaged or something.
Come in.
Thank you. Hello. Sahar. 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 Sahar.
Maybe she's gone out. Maybe she's not home.
She's got nowhere to go, sir. I can hear her cell phone.
Yeah, it's coming from inside.
Sahar! 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 Does the janitor have the keys to her apartment?
No.
No, Sahar! Please do something, sir. Maybe something's happened to her. I don't know. Maybe the gas on her stove has leaked or she suffocated.
Don't worry, ma'am. Maybe she just left her cell phone at home.
No, something must have happened to her because I was supposed to meet her today. Break down the door.
We can't do that, ma'am. Let's just call the police and tell them to come.
It might be too late. Please break down the door.
Ma'am, I'm not strong enough to break the door down. And even if I do break it down, what will we tell Miss Bezorgma if we made a mistake?
I'll deal with that. Just please open the door.
All right, ma'am. Let me go and get a screwdriver and see if I can open it. If she hasn't locked the door, we might be able to open it using a pair of pliers. If she has locked it, though, we'll have to go and look for a locksmith. Hold on a minute. Just hold on.
Sahar! 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 Sahar?
Are we going to arrest anyone?
We won't arrest anyone. But I want to talk to everyone, every person who knew the victim or was in contact with her. Her friend will be the first person. Bring her to the station once she's calmed down.
Sure, sir.
Zachary, you see that guy there?
The one in the grey shirt?
Skinny one in the middle. Arrest him, won't you, if he's not a resident in this building?
Sure, sir.
Excuse me,
Which floor do you live on?
The sixth floor.
The sixth floor. What's your occupation?
Well, I work for myself,
What
really.
Do you do?
I don't do anything special. I work for myself. I'm
for
Ms. Fatola's son, if you want to know.
Does Mr. Fatolahi live here?
Yeah.
Hello.
Are you still sleeping, Farad? You've got a court hearing, man.
Oh, no. Jalal, I overslept.
Hurry up. I'm waiting for you downstairs.
I'm coming. Oh.
Farhad?
Hello?
Hello.
I'm sorry I'm late. I overslept. Jalal called me and woke me up, thankfully.
It doesn't matter. Come, sit down.
Has the hearing started?
No, Mr. Faramond hasn't arrived yet. Sit down. It's in that room.
She's not answering.
She probably doesn't plan on coming.
Why wouldn't she come? She called herself and said she'll be there.
Let's go in.
Well, there's no point in going to court if Miss Bezorkmeyer doesn't come here today.
Mr. Faramund, let's go inside. It's to our disadvantage if we go in late.
Listen, you stay here.
Why?
I told Miss Bezorkmeyer that I would meet her here. She doesn't know which courtroom to go to, so take this and keep calling her. If she comes, bring her inside the courtroom.
Okay.
Let's go.
What's wrong, Farhad?
What's wrong?
Why are you shaking like that? What are you so worried about?
I'm not worried. I'm not. I already told you I don't like these places. Half an hour's passed since the starting time. How much longer do we have to wait here?
Until the judge says something.
Okay.
What happened?
I thought I saw someone I knew.
They're here.
Who's that person with him?
Don't you know him?
No.
So, which one is Mr. Farney?
The guy wearing the glasses is his lawyer. The other one is Mr. Farney.
Very well.
Hello?
So, Mr...
Mr. Karadmand, sir.
Mr. Karadmand, this case seems pretty clear to me. From what I can see, your client sold a property to Mr. Farney, and then he received a portion of his payment. He then sold the property to another person, which is considered fraud according to Sections 1 and 2 of the Anti-Corruption
Code.
But
listen, Your Honor, as you have most probably read already, Mr. Farney has asked my client to sell the property to someone else and give him back his money.
Do I look that stupid? I pay money to buy a property and then tell him to sell it again?
Please be quiet,
Mr. Karadmand, I've read everything that your client has written here, but these claims, they cannot be accepted by the court without any evidence or witnesses. So if you've got anything new to say or any new evidence to put forth, then I'm ready to hear it.
Yes, Your Honor, you're absolutely right. There is one witness who can testify and verify every single one of my client's claims.
Who is your witness?
Miss Sahab Bezorkmeyer. She is Mr. Farney's colleague in some way.
Who says Miss Bezorkmeyer is my colleague? What is this nonsense you're saying? Your Honor, this woman he's talking about, I owed her money, and I had a delay in paying her, so we had an argument. How did you even find Miss Bezorkmeyer? Your Honor, he might have even paid her to come here and testify against me. She might not even have taken any money because we're enemies. She'd love to hurt me at any chance she gets.
Sit down, Mr. Farney. Please do not speak until I ask you to.
Please, sit down. What do you think you're doing?
So, Mr. Karadmand, tell me, what's the story about Miss Bezorkmeyer?
She was present the day that Mr. Farney told Mr. Faramund to sell his property. She is the one who bore witness to him saying it.
And where is she now?
She was supposed to attend today's session, but I don't know why she hasn't arrived yet. She won't answer her phone either.
Of course she won't answer her phone. She's probably come to her senses and realized what consequences lying can have in a courtroom.
Listen to me, Your Honor. Miss Bezorgma is actually Mr. Farney's business partner, and she was there on the day that I went to Mr. Farney's office to give him back all of his money. He told me, in front of Miss Bezorgma, that he wanted me to sell the property to someone else so that I can give him his money back so that he can pay off his debt to her. When Miss Bezorgma heard him say that, she started yelling at him, saying, "You're the one who owes me money. I want you to give me my money."
How do you come up with these stories, Mr. Faramond? Listen, Your Honor, if he's truly got a witness like that, then why didn't he mention anything about her during the previous hearing, huh?
I suppose I forgot about it.
Really? How can you forget something like that? Give me a break, man. You can't fool the court and judge and legal system with lies like that. Mr. Keradmund, don't tell me you taught him these stories. You're supposed to be a lawyer, for God's sake. You've taken an oath.
Mr. Farney, please, watch what you say in this court.
Listen, Your Honor, I would like to ask you to please postpone this hearing so we can make sure that Miss Bezorgma is present during the next session.
Mr. Keradmund, I'm sure you know that you need to present at least two witnesses to the court in order to verify your claim.
Yes, of course, Your Honor. But I think it will be beneficial for you to hear Miss Bezorgmir's testimony before issuing a final verdict.
Objection, Your Honor. It seems as though the defendant and his lawyer are trying to employ some delay tactics by bringing Miss Bezorgmir in here.
The defendant is allowed to present every piece of evidence he has to the court in order to prove his innocence. Objection overruled. Mr. Keradmund, please give the court the name and address of your witness. The session is over, and you'll be notified about the date of the next hearing.
You see, the judge said that one witness isn't enough, so even if Sahar comes and testifies, they won't be able to get anywhere. Miss Bezorgma, her name's Sahar. There'll be absolutely no point if Miss Bezorgma comes to the court, right?
Well, even one witness's testimony can have an impact on the judge's decision. Hey, what's the real deal with Miss Bezorgma? Tell me.
Majid, why do you keep thinking that I am lying to you? What's the meaning of this?
Fahad, how come you have never mentioned this lady to me before?
How was I supposed to know they were going to go after my enemy and bring her to court so she can turn their lies into the truth? I'd tell you if I knew they were going to go after her.
If you've still got more enemies like her who might come into court and testify, then please let me know.
Majid, I've got plenty of enemies. Do I have to name all of them for you?
Well, I've got to be informed about everything, especially that woman, Miss Bezorgma. Because if she shows up to court during the next hearing, I'll be caught off guard and I won't be able to defend you properly.
Everything I told the judge about her is the truth. Hey, how about you talk to his lawyer? And tell him we'll back down if they pay us compensation. He might be able to convince Faramond to put an end to this.
All right, but I can't talk to him now. I'll find his number, though, and I'll talk to him later.
Why did she even call you last night if she wasn't planning to come? It just shows that she's a heartless person.
Mehran.
Accept it, man. She's a sick person. Otherwise, she would have called you last night and told you that she wasn't going to come over.
She wasn't pretending last night.
How do you know she wasn't pretending?
I don't know. Maybe something happened to her, because when she called me last night, I was certain she wanted to come and testify in the court.
What makes you so sure she wasn't lying?
I don't know, the way she talked. The way she talked was strange, Mehran.
What was it like?
I don't know. It was just strange. Somehow, I'm certain she was telling the truth. She really wanted to come.
Do you want to go to her place?
No.
Why not? We'll go and ask her why she didn't come through today. That way she can tell us if she's got a problem with us.
No, it's not right for us to go to her home now. And anyway, the court will probably send her a subpoena.
You're coming over, right?
Yeah. I told Parister to come there as well.
Thank you.
Sir Carey.
Yes, sir.
Tell Captain Atai to come inside, too.
Sure, sir.
Well, I hope you're feeling a bit better now, Miss Madadi. Miss Madadi? Look, I know you're not well, but the information you can give us can help us arrest your friend's murderer sooner. The things you know are useful to us at this moment, in this time. It might be too late in an hour's time, you see. Very well. You have permission to leave. I'll tell someone to bring you here tomorrow and we'll talk then.
Farad did it.
Who's Farhad?
Farad Fani. Zahar's ex-husband.
Please write down his address here.
I shouldn't have left her alone last night. She knew. She knew that Farhad might come after her. I shouldn't have left her alone. I shouldn't have left her alone. I shouldn't have left her alone, Zahar.
Any idea why she didn't show up?
Don't know. She probably thought about it and decided she didn't want to lose the 100 million that I was going to give her.
Shana, you got really lucky, my man.
Yes.
Are you going to pass the check you gave her? After you get your money?
I don't have a choice.
After the court issues its verdict and everything is over, I reckon you should go to the bank. And tell them that your check's been stolen. Make trouble for her and send her on a wild goose chase. You shouldn't hand over money that easily.
I can't. She'll come tell Shayeste and ruin my life.
What did I tell you when you gave her the 200 million? I told you she'd continue ripping you off forever, didn't I? Farhad, you need to change your home and office address. Otherwise, you'll end up being Saha's ATM for the rest of your life. So what happened with your wife? Hasn't she returned yet?
No.
Did you go after her?
Yes, but it was no use. She's still mad.
Has she told her parents why she had a fight with you?
No. She hasn't said anything.
How do you know that?
When I went there, her mother asked me about what had happened.
You didn't admit you were talking to Zahar during your fight, did you?
Of course not. I'm not a child. What happened?
Farhad, I'm really sorry. I've got to take care of some business. Could you please catch a taxi from here to the office?
Come on, man. Mr. Suleiman's waiting for us in the office. I told him the three of us were going to have lunch together.
I swear I'm in a hurry. It's something important. I have to go now. I'm really sorry.
Goodbye.
Fahad, why are you so late?
Sorry, Majid. It's Jalal's fault. He drives like a snail.
Where is he?
He had some business to take care of. Let's go inside.
Why is it so quiet here? Where's your secretary?
Oh, I fired her. I mean, I fired everyone here. I want to shut the place down.
Oh.
Sit down.
Why?
I'll tell you later. There's a restaurant nearby which makes ribs that are to die for. You like ribs, don't you?
I do, but my doctor has told me I shouldn't have red meat. Order a chicken kebab for me instead.
Sure thing.
Hey, what was that woman's last name again?
Bozogmer.
Call her and tell her. She will get into deep trouble if she comes in and gives false testimony.
There's no need for me to tell her. She didn't come today. She won't come next time either.
She'll have to come into court once the court sends her a subpoena. Give her a call and tell her to be very careful.
All right, I'll tell her. Hello. Hi.
Hello, can I help you?
My account number is 115. Could you please send me a chicken kebab, ribs, a soft drink, and any side dish you've got? Can you do that?
With or without rice, sir.
Majid, do you want rice?
No, no rice for me.
Send some rice for the ribs. But no rice for the chicken kebab.
I'll send it over soon.
Thank you very much. Well, well. Hello, Mr. Nayeri. Good to see you. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Come in. Come into my office. Come in, Mr. Nayeri. Have you had lunch?
No, I don't feel like eating, thanks.
Sure you don't want any?
Yes, thank you. Here's a list of the money owed to our employees. 8.5 million tomans. But the company's account balance is no more than 2 million.
Mr. Nayeri is the company accountant. And this is my good friend, Mr. Soleiman.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
How much money do we need, Mr. Nayeri?
6.5 million tomans.
Very well. No worries, sir. There's nothing I can do but pay up when I owe people money. I'll draw a check from my personal account, so you can pay everyone whatever I owe them.
I have to go. If you could please sign the check for me now.
No worries, old man. Ah. Majid, have you got a pen?
Here you go, sir.
Here you go, sir. Thank you very much.
I'm going out. There's no one left in this company except for you.
You should have stayed and had lunch with us.
No thanks. Mr. Suleiman, it was nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you too. Goodbye.
Take care. Goodbye.
Why did he look so upset?
It's nothing, man. He's just annoyed because I'm shutting the place down.
So why are you closing down your business?
Because the trading business, especially imports, has turned into nothing but trouble. They keep finding faults with everything you want to import. They either say it's a luxury item, or they say the same thing is being manufactured here. So anyway, they come up with any excuse so they can put a customs tax on your goods, and it's not worth it. The final selling price ends up being so expensive you can't even sell it here.
Well, they've got to support local production. It's the government's responsibility, you know.
That's not what I call support. I may not be able to import a certain product, but some other people can smuggle it into the country without paying any tax. They then put a low price on it in the market, and domestic production suffers even more.
Everyone needs to do their job properly. The government should limit the import of goods, and the police force needs to crack down on smugglers.
Mr. Fahni.
Yes?
Mr. Fahad Fahni.
That's me. How can I help you?
You're under arrest.
Put your hands in front of you.
What am I being arrested for?
You'll find out at the police station.
Majid.
Excuse me, I'm his lawyer. What's the problem?
Come to the police station and they'll tell you everything over there. Not here. You'll need to receive a court order first, though.
Please put your hands in front of you.
Please, don't worry. I will take care of it.
Let's go.
Hey, Majid. There's no one else in the office but you. Call Jalal and tell him to come. And don't leave until he gets here.
Don't worry about it.
Let's go.
Go.
Let's go.
Hello, Jalal.
Hi, Majid. How are you?
Can you come here now, please?
No. I already told Farhad. I'm busy.
The police just took Farhad away.
Why?
They didn't give a reason. There's no one left in the company. Farhad told me to call you and tell you to come here so I can leave.
Are you joking or are you being serious?
I'm not joking with you. Just try to come here as soon as you can so I can go to see what happened to him.
All right, I'll be there soon.
Well, tell me this. Why did he take his checks from me if he didn't want to cancel the agreement?
Why are you quiet, Mr. Farhani?
Do I have your permission? You told me not to say anything unless you ask.
Well, I'm asking you now. Tell me, why did you take back your checks if you didn't want your agreement to be cancelled?
Who says I took them back? These stories are just a bunch of lies. I didn't take back any checks from him.
ندارم این دوری و از سر بگیری کم یارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف تخت شاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست این گریه های بی خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره میشه آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیه ترا نمیرن دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی زندگیم از دست میره، رازی نشو دور از همه قلبم بمیره، غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی، این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی، شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد، درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست، این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.